Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile from myself, Ubaidullah Boja. We speak, we discuss the lives of our great scholars, people that have served the community. And today we are doing Hafiz Mahmood rahmatullahi alayhi, who was from Pietermaritzburg, and we have some of the family coming on, some of the nephews, some of his colleagues coming on. And my colleague, Morana Shakir, will come on now, inshallah, on air. We will get him on air. Morana Shakir is the nephew, Ma Shakir Hansa, and he will also be speaking with regards to his uncle. There's quite a few guests that we have on here as well. We have Morana Suleiman Bamji, we have Morana Sko Imam also that will be coming on. You can send us a message and inshallah we will try and read it on air. The number is 071-878-9748, and inshallah ta'ala we will try and read your messages on air. Some messages have started coming on already, a bit of a lengthy message. Perhaps we could start with that one, and it's written by Brother Muhammad Yusuf. He says, tribute to our beloved Ustad, neighbor and work colleague. Words and tears will not do justice to what a gem we have lost. We on earth are in tears with what we have lost, while the heavens are smiling with what they have gained. And Ustad Hafiz Saab had great love for the Quran, as well as for his students. Memories and stories of being a profound student, proud neighbor and a work colleague are too many to mention. The ink will dry up, pages will run out, but the memories and the stories will not end. To mention a few, he says, as a youngster I was growing up, I was mischievous, I was naughty, not the easiest of youngsters to deal with. Hafiz Saab's patience, his love, his hard approach, which at times was difficult to swallow as a youngster. Today when I look down memory lane, I am ever grateful and indebted to Hafiz Saab. Being a neighbor to the masjid and to Hafiz Saab had its advantages as well as its disadvantages. So I thought at the time of growing up. The days I was reluctant to go for classes, my mother would send a message and he that I do not want to come to classes. Being the neighbor, Hafiz Saab would come, pick me up, take me to the class, give me a hiding in my house and waiting for me to get dressed, drag me to the madrasa, and he would keep me in as late as midnight until he was satisfied I knew my work. Again, he would keep me as late as midnight until he was satisfied I knew my work. One particular incident, Hafiz Saab came into the swimming pool, pulled me out, gave me a spanking, and from there took me to class. As a neighbor, and on many occasions when the alarm would go off, he would risk everything in the dark to make sure that we were safe as neighbors. As a colleague, he would always ensure that our dealings are above board and done by the book. One day Hafiz Saab had passed on, was the day the salaries get paid. Hafiz Saab's assistants had to complete the salary payout, which Hafiz Saab had started the week before. The assistant noticed that Hafiz Saab had short paid himself and called to inquire what should be done. When I questioned the assistant as to why this was, his response was, Hafiz Saab had a record of all the time taken off during work, the times he arrived late, the times he left early, and accordingly he would short pay himself. And these are the messages that have come on already, and these are the messages that people have sent, and we will take it inshallah. We have our first guest, Morana Shakir Hansa. Morana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Muhammad, jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. It's an uncle of yours that has passed on. Perhaps we could just start and we could just go with an introduction to who we are profiling this evening, Maulana.
Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners. You know, Maulana, before commencing, I would like to say that there are many ni'mat, there are many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. And very often it happens that only after the ni'mat, after the bounty is lost, we realize the true value of it. I think for us as the family, the community of Pietermaritzburg, the students, etc., we can safely say this, that Hafiz Mahmood Bawda, rahimahullah, was a ni'mat like this. But only after we have lost him, have we come to realize that what a great bounty it was to have Hafiz Saab amongst ourselves. Hafiz Mahmood Bawda rahimahullah was born in 1960 in Ladysmith. Hafiz Saab's mother was from Ladysmith. Hafiz Saab's father, his name was Ismail Suleiman Bawda. He was from Denhauser. He passed away in July 1995. Hafizat mother, Hajira, she passed away not so long ago in January 2015. Hafiz Mahmoud Bawda, rahimahullah, started his hijr in 1971 at the age of 11. And he did his entire hijr by Hazrat Maulana Ismail Satrada Sahab, Muhammad Barakatuhu. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Sahab at that time was in Ladysmith. And thereafter, he moved to Said. I'd spoken on the phone yesterday morning to Maulana Ismail Sahab, and Maulana had mentioned that Hafiz Sahab took about 2.5 years to do his hijr. He mentioned that Hafiz Sahab was very, very hardworking. He was very, very consistent in his work. So he completed his hijr in 1973. In February 1977, at the age of 17, Hafiz Sahab had traveled to India. He had spent a little while in Bargeshwar, and thereafter he came to Darul Uloom Deoband. And he had studied there in Darul Uloom Deoband during the Alim class for just over 2 years. And he then returned to South Africa in 1979. And, you know, this I can say, I can recall myself hearing on many occasions from Hafiz Sahab that he always regretted not having completed the Alim class. But the desire to learn, the thirst for knowledge, remained with Hafiz Sahab throughout his life.
Gee.
Even, you know, after in Pietermaritzburg, when there were a few ulama, Mawlana Abdul Rashid Gorgha Sahab and Mawlana Abdul Aziz, they had commenced Arabic classes at the masjid. And Hafiz Sahab had joined these classes. One of the students even mentioned that, you know, our own ustad was now a fellow student with us in the class. There were even other classes that Hafiz Sahab would attend. And, you know, this thirst, this desire for knowledge, remained with him. My aunt had mentioned that, I think it was the day before Hafiz Sahab had passed away. Hafiz Sahab passed away on Monday. And that Sunday, Hafiz Sahab had purchased some kitab, some books to study. So this was, you know, Hafiz Sahab's thirst for knowledge, that although, you know, formally he hadn't completed his alim class, but throughout his life, the thirst and desire to learn remained with him. You know, there are many examples of this. We won't go into too much of detail. So this was Hafiz Sahab's, you know, knowledge and the effort that he made in this regard. After Hafiz Sahab returned from India, then there were many different things that Hafiz Sahab engaged in for the sake of earning rozi, for the sake of sustenance. When it came to the Deen Khidmat, this commenced in 1989-1990, in Benhauser, which was Hafiz Sahab's hometown. Now, you know, Maulana, although the Dini Khidmat formally started at this time, but in this interim period also, Hafiz Sahab would perform the Taraweeh Salah in many different places. He had, you know, led the Taraweeh Salah in Hawick, in Pietermaritzburg, and other places. But formally, the Dini Khidmat started in 1989-1990 in Benhauser. My aunt had also mentioned to me that there were two things that happened in Hafiz Sahab's life that, you know, became the reason for his change. One was while in living in Gauteng, there was a burglary that the family, you know, went through.
Mm-hmm.
And the second was an accident. Mahmoud Sahab, many of them would have noticed that Hafiz Sahab's little finger, the baby finger, I think it was on the right hand, was bent. He couldn't straighten it. This was, you know, caused in that an injury that he had suffered in that accident. So my aunt mentioned that these were two things that became the turning point in his life. And this is when in Denhauser he started Imamat, and he also started teaching at the maktab. And together with this, in his own time, Havisat had started a his class. Now, details of this, I won't go into, inshallah, Maharaj Shahid Sahib will touch on this when he comes on. So this continued in Denhauser until in 1984, Havisat moved to Peter Maritzburg, where he joined the Mountain Rise Masjid and Madrasa. So here also, Havisat made imamat and he taught in the Maktab. And in his own time, he started a Hibs class. This continued for some time until, because of, you know, due to the demand, etc., Havisat excused himself from the Maktab. And he then dedicated himself into running a fully-fledged Hibs class. And as we know, Havisat continued with this, with the istiqamah, with steadfastness, great punctuality, for 24 years until his demise.
Subhanallah. I just want to one clarification. Mona Ahmed Aku, alhamdulillah, was the one that initiated the program and managed to get the guest on, etc. And he just told me that the first message that was there is Morana Shuaib, Yusuf Morana Maaf. I didn't know you were Alim. Please do forgive me for that. It was just saying Muhammad Yusuf. We have Morana Shuaib Ahmad on the line. Morana has been a companion of Morana from the very early stages. And he was with him, if I recall correctly, in Denhauser as well. And thereafter in Mount Rise. Morana, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Mawlana Ubaidullah, and to all the listeners of Radio Islam. Alhamdulillah, I heard the introduction of Mawlana Shakir. And I would just like to take it from that point onwards.
Please, Mawlana.
My association with Hafiz Sahab rahmatullah alayh began around 1990-1991. When at that point in time, Hafiz Sahab was, as Mawlana Shakir mentioned, he was the appointed imam in the Denhauser Masjid. Now, that was my hometown at the time. So, apart from being the appointed imam, Hafiz Sahab also served in the Madrasa Maktab as an ustad. And together with this, Hafiz Sahab also assisted in the business of his father's that was present in Denhauser at the time. Now, Hafiz Sahab, in his personal capacity, if we notice that throughout his life, he always wished to maintain the ta'alluq with the Quran, ta'alluq with the people of ilm, and he was an embodiment throughout his life of, you know, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. That Hafiz Sahab strove his entire life to be from amongst those that learned the Quran and taught the Quran to others. So, Mawlana Ubaidullah, I was amongst the first group of students that Hafiz Sahab took on in his spare time for the purpose of teaching the Hifz. Now, I just want to highlight a few qualities of Hafiz Sahab that he had maintained throughout his life in his khidmat of deen, and I'm sure many of your other guests also, his associates, will also attest to this fact that Hafiz Sahab's dedication and commitment to the khidmat of deen was unparalleled, and this is something that he had maintained throughout his life. So just a brief introduction into the Hifz classes at that point in time in Denhauser, because Hafiz Sahab was engaged in teaching in the madrasa, so the classes for Hifz used to be held at every morning at his house. That used to be from around 4:30 in the morning to around 6:30, 12 to 7. From there we used to go home, we used to get ready for school, and we used to head off to school, and the classes used to continue after Hafiz Sahab completed his maktab teaching in the afternoon, so from about 6 p.m. to about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening.
Sure.
Now, to just give you an example of Hafiz Sahab's commitment to teaching the Quran, that with Hafiz Sahab, after a few months, he found there was an initial group of about 4 or 5 students. And Hafiz Sahab found that because of the early morning start, that around 4:30 in the morning, and in Denhauser, the winters are sometimes very cold, that he was not getting the required dedication and punctuality that was required to run in his class. So, subhanAllah, if you look at Hafiz Sahab's, the solution that he provided for this is, you know, mind-boggling. If you think about it in today's time, that Hafiz Sahab was teaching this Hifz class in his personal capacity, and the solution to this, to attain the punctuality and the commitment from all the students, he made a suggestion that the 4 students that were doing Hifz by him, we should come over and sleep at his place every night.
Allahu Akbar.
At his house. Now, at that point in time, Hafiz Sahab was living in a humble 3-bedroom house. and he had four students. So basically, he called us. We would sleep over at his house from Sunday night through to Friday night. Besides Saturday nights, at which we would sleep at home. So